Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, perek Tet Vav. We learned in the last perek about the dual nature of the motion of the moon, and in this perek the Rambam explains how to use this information to determine where the moon appears in the sky at the beginning of the lunar month. This is similar to what we learned in Perek Yud Gimel about the motion of the sun, but in the case of the moon, the details are much more complicated, and we will not be able to provide as complete an explanation of them as we provided in Perek Yud Gimel. This is because of the more complex movement of the moon. One additional level of complexity was introduced in the last Perek. The moon itself moves along an epicycle. This motion is called Emtza HaMaslul, and the entire epicycle revolves around the Earth in a circle called the deferent. This movement is called Emtza HaYarech. Our Perek begins by adding another level of complexity to lunar motion, which the Rambam does not explain aside from detailing the technical calculation which must be done to account for it. Before learning Halacha Aleph, we describe this further aspect of lunar motion, which originated with the great Greek astronomer Ptolemy in his Almagest, and we'll describe it based on the explanation of Rav Nachum Rabinovich in his commentary Yad Pshuta on this perek. Please consult the first illustration, labeled 15.1, in the image file accompanying this recording. It shows the moon's epicycle in two positions along the deferent, and in each one the moon is orbiting the center of its epicycle, labeled O. In the introduction to the last perek, we said that the epicycle itself orbits the Earth in a circle, the deferent, whose center is not the Earth. It turns out that the center of the deferent is itself a moving point, the point labeled C in the illustration, which orbits the Earth from east to west, opposite the direction of the point O along the deferent. This causes the center O of the epicycle to sometimes move closer to the Earth and sometimes move farther away, while its distance from the point C remains constant, as illustrated in the next diagrams, 15.2 and 15.3. To us, this triple-layered model of lunar motion, in an epicycle, traveling along a deferent, which has a moving center, seems incredibly complicated, and it is indeed a wonder that Ptolemy and the astronomers who followed him were able to show, using precise observations and calculations, that the moon indeed moved in a manner consistent with this model. We certainly will not go into the details of these calculations, and will limit ourselves to explaining the Rambam's instructions for determining where in the night sky the moon is visible. The first step is understanding where the point C is at any given time, and calculating the impact this has on where we see the moon. This is what Halacha Aleph tells us, and we explain it with the help of Diagram 15.4. Im tirtze leida mekom hayareach amiti b'chol yom shetirtze, totzi tchila emtza hayareach lishat ha-ri'ya loto ha-layla shetirtze, v'chein totzi emtza ha-maslul ve'emtza ha-shemesh loto ha-eit, v'tigra emtza ha-shemesh me'emtza hayareach, v'anishar tichpol oto, v'zehu ha-nikra merchak ha-kaful. In order to locate where in the night sky the moon can be seen on any night, the first step is to calculate three angles which we know how to find from Perek Yud Bet and Perek Yud Dalet. The Emtza HaShemesh, the position of the sun along its orbit around the Earth, point S in diagram 15.4. The Emtza HaYarech, the position of the center of the moon's epicycle, point O in the diagram. And the Emtza HaMaslul, the position of the moon within its epicycle, point M in the diagram. It turns out that the moving center C of the deferent is always located on the other side of the sun from the moon's epicycle, at the same angular distance from the sun. We need to subtract the Emtza HaShemesh from the Emtza HaYareach to obtain what the Rambam calls the Merchak, and this is labeled in the diagram. We double this difference to obtain the Merchak HaKaful, which is the angular distance from the center C in its orbit around the sun to the moon's epicycle, as the diagram shows. Halacha Bet. Uchvar hodanu shlo banu b'chol elu ha-cheshbonot sh'asinu b'frakim elu ela ladat riyat ha-yareach. Ulolam i'efshar shiyeh merchak ze ha-kaful b'lel ha-riya shiyira eba ha-yareach ela me'chamesh malot ad shtayim shishim malot. V'i'efshar shiyosif al ze v'lo yigra mimenu. Because the merchak measures the angular distance between the sun and the moon, and this distance is zero at the moment of the molad, when the moon is directly between the earth and the sun, the merchak will not be especially large at the beginning of the month. Therefore, since we are only interested in understanding where the moon can be seen at the beginning of the month, we may assume a relatively small merchak, no more than 31 degrees, and therefore a relatively small merchak hakaful, between 5 and 62 degrees. Halacha Gimel consists of a list of degree measures, which need to be added to the Emsa HaMaslul, the position of the moon within its epicycle, for different values of the merchak hakaful. These are all a whole number of degrees from 1 to 9, and by adding the appropriate one to the Emsa HaMaslul, we obtain what the Rambam calls the Maslul HaNachon, the correct measurement of the moon's position within its epicycle. In order to understand how the Maslul HaNachon is more correct, and what correct means in this context, consider diagram 15.6 in the second half of the image file. We explained in the last shiur that Emtza HaMaslul is measured clockwise along the path of the moon on the epicycle, using as our 0 degree point of reference the Gova G, the point in the epicycle where the moon is farthest from the earth. But G is a fixed point in the epicycle only if its center O is revolving around the Earth. Now that we know that O revolves around the point C, which itself revolves around the Earth, the position of the Gova is constantly changing, and so this point G cannot serve as a reference point for measuring Emtza HaMaslul. We need to find some point on the epicycle which remains fixed, no matter where the epicycle is located along the deferent. Because the point C moves around the Earth at the same speed that O moves along the deferent and in the opposite direction, it turns out that we can do the following to define a fixed point on the epicycle. Let D be the point directly opposite C in its orbit around the Earth, as you can see in figure 15.6, and draw a line from D through O, the center of the epicycle, until it hits a point H on the far side of the epicycle. This is the dotted line in diagram 15.6. It can be shown that the point H remains fixed, even as O and C move in their respective manners. Thus, the Emtza HaMaslul is measured not clockwise from G, but rather clockwise from H. In order to obtain the Maslul HaNachon, the word Nachon, like Amiti, means in Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, the way something appears to an observer standing on Earth, we have to convert the Emtza HaMaslul to the angle measured clockwise from the Gova. In the diagram, this means adding the angle GOH, which gets larger as point O moves away from the sun during the first days of the month. The angles listed in Halacha Gimel are the measures of angle GOH for different values of the merchak hakaful, which in the diagram is exactly angle OEC. Halacha Dalet explains how to use the Maslul HaNachon to adjust the observed Emtza HaYareach, the position of the entire epicycle of the moon along the deferent, in order to find the exact location in the sky where the moon is observed. The amount which must be added to or subtracted from the Emtza HaYareach is none other than the Menat HaMaslul, the same concept, though different numbers, that we used in Perek Yud Gimel to convert the Shemesh HaEmtzai to the Makom HaAmiti of the sun in the sky. Halacha Dalet. V'achar kach tireh kama ma'alot hu ha-Maslul ha-Nachon. Im haya pachot mi-mea u-shmonim ma'alot, תגרה מנת המסלול הזה הנכון מאמצע הירח לשעת הראייה. ואם היה המסלול הנכון יתר על 180 מעלות עד 360, תוסיף מנת זה המסלול הנכון על אמצע הירח לשעת הראייה. ומה שיהיה האמצע אחר שתוסיף עליו תגרה ממנו, הוא מקום הירח אמיתי לשעת הראייה. If the Maslul HaNachon is less than 180 degrees, then subtract the corresponding Menat HaMaslul from the Emtza HaYareach to determine where in the sky the moon will be visible. If the Maslul HaNachon is more than 180 degrees, then add the corresponding Menat HaMaslul to the Emtza HaYareach. This is exactly as was done with positions of the sun in Perek Yud Gimel. The second-to-last diagram in the image file illustrates why this works for the moon. When the Maslul HaNachon is less than 180 degrees, the moon is in the right side of its epicycle. This means that the moon is observed clockwise of the Emtza HaYareach, so that the observed angle is smaller than the Emtza HaYareach. Hence, the Menat HaMaslul is subtracted. On the other hand, when the Masul HaNachon is more than 180 degrees, the moon is in the left side of its epicycle, and therefore the moon is observed counterclockwise of the Emtza HaYerech. This means that the observed angle is larger than the Emtza HaYerech, and so the Menat HaMasul needs to be added. Before the list of the values of the Menat HaMasul, Halacha Hey adds an important point. Veda, she'im yeh HaMasul HaNachon, 180 b'shaveh, o 360 b'shaveh, ein lo mana, ele yeh mekom HaYerech emtza'i lishat hariyah, hu mekomo hamiti. If the Masul HaNachon, the observed position of the moon within its epicycle, is exactly 0 degrees, that is 360 degrees, or exactly 180 degrees, then no Menat HaMasul is needed, and the calculated Emtza HaYerech is exactly the position in the sky where the moon is observed. This is illustrated in the last diagram in the image file, which is best understood by contrasting it to the previous diagram illustrating the case where an adjustment by way of Menat HaMasul is necessary. Halacha Vav lists the Menot HaMasul for all possibilities of the Masul HaNachon from 10 degrees to 180 degrees in intervals of 10 degrees. Halacha Zayin reminds us of two important methods we learned in Perek Yud Gimel in the context of using a Menat HaMasul for the motion of the sun. 1. If the angle of the Masul HaNachon is between 180 and 360 degrees, then use the Menat HaMasul for 360 degrees minus that angle. 2. If the angle of the Masul HaNachon isn't a multiple of 10, but something in between, then interpolate proportionally between the two closest multiples of 10. The listener is referred to our Shir on Perek Yud Gimel for more details and an example of each method. Halacha Chet. Ketzad. Harei sheratzinu leida mekom hayareach amiti bitchilat lel erev Shabbat, shiomo sheni lechodesh iyar mishana zo, shishnat haikar. ומניין הימים הגמורים מתחילת ליל העיקר עד תחילת ליל זה שאנו רוצים לידע מקום הירח אמיתי בו, 29 יום. The Rambam continues with a worked-out example, as he has done on several other occasions in Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh. Suppose we are interested in knowing where in the sky the moon was located on the evening of Friday, the 2nd of Iyar, in the year 4938, that is, 1178, exactly 29 days after the root date from Perek Yud Aleph of the 3rd of Nisan in the same year. The halacha continues with all the relevant measurements for that day, which can be made based on the material of earlier prakim. Totzi emtza hashemesh tchila lelel zeh, yetzeh lecha emtza'a 35 alot, ushmona ushloshim chalakim, v'shalosh ushloshim shniot, simanam lamed hei, lamed chet, lamed gimel. V'totzi emtza hayareach, tishat hariya le'et zo, yetzeh lecha emtza'o 53 alot, v'shisha ushloshim chalakim, v'teisha ushloshim shniot, simanam nun gimel, lamed vav, lamed tet. V'totzi emtza hamaslul le'et zo, יצא לך אמצעו 103 מעלות ו-21 חלקים ו-640 שניות. סימנם קוף גימל, קוף א' ממבב. תגרע אמצע השמש מאמצע הירח, יישאר 17 מעלות ו-850 חלקים ו-6 שניות. וזהו המרחק. תכפול אותו, יצא לך המרחק הכפול 530 מעלות ו-650 חלקים ו-12 שניות. סימנם Lamed Hei Nun Vav Yud Bet. The Emtza HaShemesh for this day is at 35 degrees, 38 minutes, and 33 seconds. The Emtza HaYareach is at 53 degrees, 36 minutes, and 39 seconds. So the Merchak, that is the angular distance from the Emtza HaShemesh to the Emtza HaYareach, is the second of these numbers minus the first, which comes out to 17 degrees, 58 minutes, and 6 seconds. Double this to get the Merchak HaKaful of 35 degrees, 56 minutes, and 12 seconds. The Emtza HaMaslul for this day is 103 degrees, 21 minutes, and 46 seconds. Halacha Bet tells us that the amount we add to the Emtza HaMaslul in the case of this Merchak HaKaful is 5 degrees, and the end of Halacha Chet makes the immediate conclusion. Lefichach, תוסיף על אמצע המסלול 5 מעלות כמו שהודענו, ויצא לך המסלול הנכון 108 מעלות ו-20 חלקים, ואין מקפידין על החלקים במסלול כדרך שביארנו בשמש. We add 5 degrees to the Emtza HaMasul to obtain a Masul HaNachon of 108 degrees and 21 minutes. As the Rambam wrote in Perek Yud Gimel, the Menat HaMaslul is determined solely based on the number of degrees without regard for minutes and seconds, and so we need to use the Menat HaMaslul for 108 degrees. Halacha Tet. Uvanu lachkor al menat zeh maslul hanachon shu 108 nimtzeit mana shelo 5 malot vechelek 1. ולפי שהמסלול הנכון היה פחות 180, תגרה המנה שהיא 5 מעלות וחלק 1 מן אמצע הירח. יישאר 840 מעלות ו-530 חלקים ו-930 שניות. תעשה השניות חלק ותוסיף על החלקים, ונמצא מקום הירח אמיתי בשעה זו במזל שור ב-18 מעלות ו-630 חלקים ממעלת 19 סימנו ממחת למדוו. The Menat HaMaslul for 108 degrees is found by interpolating between the Menat HaMaslul for 100 degrees and for 110 degrees listed in Halacha Vav, and it comes out to 5 degrees and 1 minute. Since the Maslul HaNachon, 108 degrees, is less than 180, we subtract the Menat HaMaslul from the Emtza HaYerech, which was, as we found, 53 degrees, 36 minutes, and 39 seconds, to obtain a Makom Amiti of the moon of 48 degrees, 35 minutes, and 39 seconds. In this final amount, we can round the seconds to the nearest minute, as the Rambam explained in Perek Yud Gimel. And this gives us the observed position of the moon at 48 degrees and 36 minutes, that is, 18 degrees and 36 minutes into the second mazal of Shor. This same method, illustrated here for one specific night at the beginning of the month of Iyar in the year 4938, can of course be applied to find the Makom HaYerech Amiti at the beginning of any month of any year throughout history.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.